Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
And welcome back to WTZQ, 1600 AM, 95.3 FM, and always streaming live at WTZQ.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's time for Local Focus.
It is time for Local Focus, and we have a special guest in here with us today.
We do. One of my very, very favorite people. We've got Sarah Martin from 10,000 Villages.
Good morning, Diane.
Hi, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. And thank you for the chocolate.
You are welcome.
You know, I could put it on my toast. Yeah, see, you didn't think about that, did you?
No, I didn't.
I didn't see that coming, but I had that plan as soon as I saw that chocolate.
Oh, yeah?
Well, now, Sarah, tell us about 10,000 Villages, because it's one of my favorite stores.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell us where it's located.
So 10,000 Villages is located right in downtown Asheville. Mm-hmm. We're next to the restaurant Tupelo Honey and
right
across from Pritchard Park, so right in the heart of downtown.
Yeah.
And
tell our listeners, what is 10,000 Villages?
I would love to. So 10,000 Villages is a nonprofit retail store, and we've been in Asheville for about 27 years. Mm-hmm. What we do is partner directly with artisans in developing countries. We make sure they're getting paid a fair price for the work that they do,
right,
and then we bring their products and their stories to our customers.
So that's wonderful.
It's really wonderful to be surrounded by beautiful things
store
all day. Yeah, it's a fair trade nonprofit store.
And so what kind of things would you find in your store?
All sorts of things. Lots of great gift items for birthdays, Mother's Day, Christmas, jewelry, clothing. We've got starting to get in our summer clothes, books, all sorts of things,
right,
chocolate, coffee.
Handcrafted, a lot of, and most of it's handcrafted, isn't it?
It is, yeah, with the exception of a few things like books. Everything is handcrafted, handmade, grown by small farmers for our coffee and our cocoa beans.
Oh, and we were talking about the coffee off air. It is fabulous. What's the name of that coffee?
Sister's Blend is one of our most popular new coffees, and we sample our coffee every day. We rotate them through so you can come in and try a different variety
right
every day.
Right,
nice.
Yeah, that's how I found out about it. I was in visiting, and it's beautiful. Yeah, that's
amazing. Can't find the words, can you?
No, I really don't even know how to describe how great the flavor of that coffee is.
Yeah. We've hooked you, Diane.
You have hooked me.
Yeah. It's all part of our plan.
I took a picture of it with my phone. It's still on my phone because I'm like, okay, I make sure I get this one when I go back in. Because, you know, sometimes you forget. But now, Sarah, you just had an exciting adventure.
I did have such an exciting adventure. One of the awesome perks of getting to work with 10,000 Villages is occasionally going to visit some of our artisan partners.
Mm-hmm.
So last January, I took 2 weeks to travel in Ghana to visit some of the women who are making our new summer dresses.
Right.
It's with an organization called Global Mamas, and it was a fantastic experience. They do beautiful, bright colored, batiked dresses, dyed in all sorts of summery colors with amazing patterns. So we got to see how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
We got to learn about the impact of their relationship with a fair trade organization.
Right.
How now all of their kids are in school. Every single woman that works with Global Mamas, their kids are in school.
That's great.
So it makes just such a huge impact, not only in the women's lives, but in the lives of their families and in their communities as well.
It's a wonderful trickle-down effect.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
it was
great.
Such a great trip.
And you know that when you go in and you shop, because you do have beautiful things, if you love beautiful colors and unique, beautiful, unique items, this is a great store to shop. And you also have some of the most beautiful rugs
I have ever seen. That's one of my most favorite things to talk about.
Now, let me ask you this before we go to rugs. On your trip to Ghana, how long were you gone?
I was gone for 3 weeks.
Three weeks.
Did a little bit of traveling around on my own, but I was in Ghana for about a week and a half.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so now for the ones who do not know, tell our listeners, where is Ghana?
So Ghana is in the western part of Africa. It's close to the Ivory Coast, and it has a very large coastline as well.
Right.
So we were in the middle of January in 80 degrees, sunny, beachy, breezy weather.
Nice. Oh, that's
sorry
a shame
to have to tell you.
Wow. Oh, I hate that for you.
And it's a beautiful country. It's really green. There are rainforests there. We got to go on a canopy tour in a rainforest.
Oh, wonderful.
Beautiful beaches. Really, really rich history that we got to experience as
Our world is an amazing place.
It's an amazing place, and it's so important to travel in it and explore as you're able to just... Yeah.
And to be able to purchase things that are not mass-made,
exactly.
but are personally made, and to be able to affect the lives of a person, not a corporate CEO, but an actual family.
Exactly.
I think that is such a beautiful cause, and that's why I love 10,000 Villages.
Yeah.
Because you're shopping for a fabulous cause. You are putting money into actual people's pockets.
You are. You're really creating a lot of change, and you're helping respect these cultural traditions. That
that bring you this great craft.
Exactly, where the products are coming from, this rich cultural history. It's just a great, transparent, respectful relationship.
Right, right. Now, you have your big rug event coming.
We do. This is my most favorite event that we do all year long.
Right. Now, when is it this year?
So this year, it's a little bit later. We're going to do it the first weekend of May. So May 1st through May 5th. That's a Wednesday through a Sunday.
Right. Now, because isn't it usually kind of like in April?
Last year had it in March, yeah, but we decided to push it a little bit into the more warmer months this
year.
Right,
right. Well, weather is always such an issue.
Exactly. But our store will be completely transformed. We don't carry mini rugs throughout the year, so this is a full transformation. We'll get in several hundred, 300 to 400 hand-knotted heirloom quality rugs of all shapes and sizes, colors, patterns, and they're all hand-knotted by fairly paid adults in Pakistan.
Right. And these actually support entire families that work on these rugs, don't they?
They do, yeah. It's really a family business. The rugs are knotted in homes, so it provides equal opportunity for women to be involved in the business as well. And the most amazing thing about these rugs, the artisans receive about two-thirds of the retail cost of the rugs, which is huge. It's huge. And, you know, for the larger rugs, a 9x12, for example, it could take a full year to knot. That's how detailed and how high quality they are.
Right, right. And they're in every price range.
They are in every price range. Yeah, we have smaller ones that will be, you know, a couple hundred dollars all the way up to larger ones that will be more.
Right. So, I mean, there's an opportunity for you to purchase a rug. You don't necessarily have to buy, you know, the gigantic rug.
Exactly.
But they're just beautiful.
They're beautiful. We even have little rug coasters that are about 5 inches by 5 inches that you can buy to put on your table and use as coasters, so you can just bring a small part of that art into your home.
Right, and support these families
Absolutely.
Around the world. And that's May 1st through the 5th.
May 1st through the 5th, yep.
And that's going to be at your store downtown.
Yep, it'll be at our store in downtown Asheville. We'll have on Thursday, May 2nd, we'll have a really great seminar so you can learn how these rugs are made. You can learn why the quality is really as outstanding as it is.
Right.
And see some of the tools that the artisans use to make the rugs. So that's a really fun experience, and I encourage anybody who's interested to come down. It'll be in the evening. On that Thursday.
And it's fascinating to look at the patterns on the rugs and to think that, I mean, even I, you know, I have a rug from that I inherited, and I mean, it's really old, but it's beautiful. And to think that somebody has sat there and every single one of those threads, every one of those fibers was put in by hand.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so I have a tremendous respect for these women and these families to know that they're doing this, but they're being paid fairly.
Yes. Yep, they're being paid fairly. They can work in their home so they can still take care of their children as they need to, do other household chores. It just provides a lot of opportunity and empowerment and equality.
Now, are most of these rugs made in Pakistan?
They are. All these rugs are coming from rural villages in Pakistan, where rug knotting is a very ancient tradition.
Right.
And the other thing, another thing I love about this program is that we don't ask the artisans to make any specific designs.
Right.
They're
they
drawing
just make
on
what
all
they want.
Those centuries of artistry to make what they want, to use the colors they want. A lot of the dyes that are used are completely natural dyes, so they're gathering bark, they're gathering flower petals and bugs and making these amazing colors out of natural dyes.
That is so wonderful.
And you might think, you know, given everything that we've talked about that goes into the rug, that, well, this is a rug that you could have in your home, but you should never walk on it, and you need to be careful not to spill it on it. That's the other thing that's amazing is they are so user-friendly. Mm-hmm. I have one in my home right in front of my kitchen sink. It gets all sorts of stuff spilled on it, and it's a light-colored rug.
Right.
It's never stained. It's so easy to clean. You can mm-hmm. literally blot up red wine out of it.
Right.
It won't stain.
Mm-hmm. I'll take mine out on the... out on my driveway this summer and mm-hmm. wash it.
That's exactly
hose.
What I do with mine.
Yeah. And people are like, what?
Yeah. Once a year, I scrub it with a brush
yeah.
and dish soap.
I just wash it, with some Dawn and clean
You're good
it.
To go.
Let it dry and
yeah.
Yeah, vacuum it and
yeah.
put it back in the house.
They're rugs that are meant to be lived on.
They are.
For sure.
They are. And they're beautiful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. But now they are, if you want one to hang, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
It is a beautiful work of art.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons for
yeah.
it. For purchasing one of those.
Yeah, and even just to come down and be around them, you know, it's
right.
really...
and to see it.
To see them. They have a magic to them.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Asheville, but you kind of know, and I'm a visual person, so if you vision downtown right in the middle where Pack Square, not at Pack Square, but where the bus comes,
mm-hmm.
what do they call that triangle there?
Pritchard Park. Where the drum circle is.
Yes,
yeah.
Where the drum circle is. That's where you're going to find 10,000 Villages right there. It's just lovely. It is worth the effort to go.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We love what you do, Sarah. Thank you so much
Thanks.
For coming today.
Absolutely. Thanks for all your support. It's always
Absolutely.
Fun to talk to you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. We love what you do. I think that to be able to have something like this and know that it was that you have put good vibrations out in the world.
Thank you.
You're really kind of paying it forward when you buy a rug.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah,
yeah,
you really are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's lovely. Well, thank you, Sarah,
thank
so much.
Thank you.
For
Y'all
coming.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You too.
All right, Dave, what we got? Some music?
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to have some music.
All right.
And some more of The Breakfast Club.
And thank you, Sarah. What a great interview. 10,000 Villages in Asheville. Big rug sale this May.